This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DG, SNK, MOX. Thanks to Jamie, first person in. Hi, DG, Asgar, Jake. If you're just watching us, we let the music play a little longer than usual because Chris and I were having bathroom humor together.
Yeah, and we decided not to do it on the air this
time. Yes, we decided to spare you.
We're really growing up, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
We're evolving together.
You can learn at any time in life.
We're like a buddy movie.
We're just getting better by the day.
You can join us on Facebook. You can join us on YouTube. We are the walking wounded today, man. Andrew is back, and it's good to see you. You look and sound not great.
I'm here.
Oh my god.
I was like, I'm gonna come out of the gate strong. I'm gonna sound with it, and then I went, hello.
Why are you here?
I sound worse.
It's Friday.
I sound worse than I feel. I feel all right.
Oh man,
I feel okay.
I'm not trying to be rude. It's hard to talk to you when you sound like that. It's like
it is.
It's like, oh my gosh, it just sounds like it hurts.
It does
sounds
not
like RFK in there.
It does not hurt. I'm in no pain.
Okay.
When this voice hits, you feel no pain.
We're in pain listening to it.
RFK is actually not a terrible comp there.
No.
I'd rather have him in here.
It does sound like I put a blending device down my throat.
Oh, man.
It does sound like that.
And Wheels is out today. As we know, Wheels, toughest man in the world. And he texted us today, and there was no, like, negotiation. It was, I think he said, I'm not up for anything. I'm going back to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So you know
he's vulnerable today?
You know it's bad.
He has a fever.
So
what?
He might have like the flu. Because I have a friend who's superhuman and she's amazing and I've known her since I was 12. And the only time I've known her to be down, like down for the count, she got the OG COVID, you know, before everything in 2020. And then she got flu A this year. And she said she was like, just stuck in bed for 5 days. She's like, I can't move. And I've never known her to be that way.
Yeah.
Like Wheels. You don't know Wheels to be stuck in bed.
No, Andrew had said that in their many discussions that they have back in the KMOX talent office, that a sore throat is like his Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm. He's told me before he does not handle that well at all.
Well, he had the voice issue for a while, right? So he's very conscious of that.
Yes.
Trying to blame him.
So hopefully by Monday, everyone's on the mend. No one else has gotten sick. So we shall see.
Or one of us dies.
Could be.
Could be.
Who goes first?
Who's it gonna be?
Yeah.
Place your bets now on the DGS stream chat.
Who dies first?
Statistically, it's me.
No, but it's never the weakest. You know, it's always someone that you're not
someone ironic.
Yeah. Also, one of our coworkers today, I think I look mostly fine. No? Okay.
This is not your thirst pick. This is not a thirst pick. True.
This is not you on the toilet.
Yeah,
this is,
you kind of have the complexion of Cool Whip.
Okay. Because one of our coworkers came in, and the first thing he said to me, he goes, "Oh my goodness, I had hoped you were well, but you look horrible."
Yeah.
He looks
and
like
I was
a meringue.
Like, "Oh, okay, well, thanks."
Yeah.
But I mostly looked fine.
I don't know. Okay. This is when I don't know why you do come to work, because sometimes you feel terrible, but you look okay, and it's very not gratifying. But when you look and sound terrible, it's like, I want my boss to call me right now. I want him to see this.
Yeah,
I want him
exactly.
to see why I'm not here.
I like being here. I want him to be here. Also, like I said, I feel good enough that if I was at home, I would feel guilty for being at home.
No, you shouldn't. Oh, we just snap a picture of yourself and we'd be like, ugh, stay home.
Again, I'm not getting this. I thought I looked fine. this is news to me.
Texting with Steve this morning. You know, Wheeler's out. Rach isn't feeling great. I had a rough night. Everyone's not feeling good. And I told him, like, yo, we'll put something together. Don't worry. There will be a show. And he was like, you guys are a bunch of sickly people. And I was like, geez, that's not.
It is a pretty sick group.
It's not helpful.
I think Ronge and I should negotiate into our next contract that anytime you guys are sick, that we just get to skip this hour.
Yeah,
I don't know why we're dragged into this.
We get to stay home altogether.
Why do we have to come to the infirmary?
We don't even come in at 10. How about that?
I like that we are the sick ones,
you
and then those two are the whiniest about it.
We're not sick, though.
They're the whiny ones.
Yeah, we're trying not to get sick from you, you jerk.
We're all very sick, and we're like, you know what, though? We're going to do a good show. No, we're going to put on. We're going to have a good time here today, everybody. And these two are just...
Next time I'm vomitous, I'm going to force my way into the 1 o'clock hour.
I'm gonna puke on Andrew's chair.
I would love, I just want the record to show, I would love to not be here right now, but I feel like I have to be here.
You don't have to be here. We have sick days. Take those days.
Dude, how many sick days do we get? It's a lot, isn't it?
We can't all take a sick day.
Steve's fine.
KMOX has existed 100 years without us. I think they can handle a day or two.
This is getting like Trump and Zelensky.
I know.
Oh, dude.
And we're Zelensky, Dave. We're
I think Trump actually did that. I think Trump actually went.
No, that was Vance.
Right.
Don wants to know, did you ever find the chocolate chip?
I did not.
still missing.
I don't know where it is. And I mean, to be fair, I did not turn my jeans inside out, but I also didn't have chocolate on my leg. And I feel like I would have had behind my knee a melted chocolate.
You think your skin absorbed it?
It either absorbed like transmosis times there.
Osmosis,
transmogrified. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. And that or it fell out in the newsroom. Maybe it's on the bottom of Michael Calhoun's shoe.
Yeah. No one eats it.
Well, there's only a couple.
Hey, look, a chocolate chip.
Where did this come from?
You're right. One of me.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel like you don't want to eat chocolate chips ever again just because of that mishap?
Why would it feel that way?
Because it was a real ordeal yesterday.
I had some when I got home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's the place. If you're going to drop them, that's the place to do it. Just not at work.
Okay. So if you guys missed it, which you probably did, the meeting between Zelensky and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance was there on the couch and took part in it. And I think a lot of the members of the cabinet were there and the press was there. And it was absolutely crazy. We were eating lunch. And we could see them going back and forth and, like, turned the sound up. So we captured the sound for you, which we'll play you a lot of it so that you can just kind of experience it as it happened. Here's my understanding, and it's just happened. So anyone in the room, correct me if I am wrong. But we're trying to repair this strained relationship. And, you know, Trump saying Zelensky is a dictator and he's not holding elections. And then Macron came over and the prime minister of Great Britain, and they were very ingratiating to Donald Trump. And the king wants you to come for a second state dinner. And as I understand it, trying to just like grease the wheels a little bit so that we can still be allies with Europe and we can get this thing brought home. And they were are supposed to sign a treaty today, or contract or something, so that we can exchange the money that we've given them and will give them in the future if that happens for rare earth minerals. That didn't happen because this fight broke out. I think you'll agree it was a fight. And then Zelensky left. And then Donald Trump just posted this about 10 minutes ago on Truth Social. He says, "We had a very meaningful meeting in the White House today. Much was learned that could never be understood without conversation under such fire and pressure. It's amazing what comes out through emotion. I have determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in negotiations. I don't want advantage. I want peace. He disrespected the United States of America and its cherished Oval Office. He can come back when he is ready for peace." I want to play a little bit of the fight.
Yeah.
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
God bless, you will not have a war. Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that. Remember this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards.
Right now, you don't have your playing cards. You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III.
Okay, so that was about a third of it, I would say. It goes on for about 10 minutes or so. And if you want to hear it all, I'm sure you just go home tonight, watch cable news. You'll hear it over and over again. Any thoughts? Impressions?
I have a few, and the first one is I highly doubt that either our president or vice president would talk that way to Vladimir Putin, and I doubt they put any demands to them like, hey, you need to get out of that country. You invaded them, get out. I highly doubt they did that. That was my first takeaway from it. I'm a little stunned that they acted that way toward an ally, and I don't think it looks good for us. I know there are people who love Donald Trump and think everything he does is aces, and that's okay if that's where you are. But I would guarantee you that most people around the world thought that was a really bad look for us.
Yeah, we already know that they do. Other allies and members of NATO speaking up, saying Zelensky, you're not alone. I'm just so embarrassed, and I am not often embarrassed of our country, and I'm not often ashamed. The last time I felt ashamed was the Afghanistan pullout and the way Biden handled that, and I understand that disaster was built over the course of multiple administrations, but Biden wanted his name on it, and he got it. And I said Biden was a liar and a coward, and that was shameful. This is a time where I'm embarrassed by Donald Trump. I'm embarrassed by J.D. Vance. I'm appalled that we would treat an ally like that. An ally, by the way, they're fighting for their existence from a dictatorial war criminal who's a wannabe king who thinks the greatest The disaster in human history is the fall of the USSR, former KGB agent, in Vladimir Putin. He's a war criminal. The Ukrainians are fighting for their country, their existence. They're fighting against, why do I put an emphasis on war criminal? Because it is a feature, not a flaw, of Soviet war tactics to go in and rape women, to go in and kidnap kids, bring them back to Russia, tell them lies. It's cultural genocide. That's what Putin's doing. That's what Zelensky's fighting against. You know what? It's okay if Zelensky's not perfect. And I understand if a lot of Americans went to Ukraine because of the cultural differences, they might think, oh, wow, this is backwards. Oh, wow, I don't like this. Yeah, but you know what? They're still an ally. They're not Vladimir Putin. And the Ukrainians are fighting for their existence. And the way that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance talked to Zelensky was so embarrassing. It was so straight from the mouth of the Kremlin. Putin had to have loved this. And J.D. Vance, have you ever said thank you? Did you say thank you today? Do you know how many videos are out there of Zelensky saying thank you in every language manageable? Like thanking the United States, thanking Joe Biden. Yeah, he thanked Joe Biden when Joe Biden helped him because Joe Biden was president. He's thanked Trump. And this weird, like, we want you to grovel. We want you to get on your knees and grovel and kiss the ring is so embarrassing. It is so great for Vladimir Putin. And I was embarrassed. I just feel embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all by the content of the conversation because Trump has been signaling this for quite some time that this is the way he feels about Zelensky and Ukraine. I was surprised that it happened in front of the press at the scope that it did. And you guys are right. It is embarrassing and it's shameful and it's just... yeah, I don't know what else to say. I was just like, I can't believe they're doing this here in front of everyone.
Yeah, that could have been done behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that kind of thing has happened a lot
with every
over the course of history. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But not in front of cameras.
That's it. If you're going to talk this way, fine. Talk behind closed doors. But then also, as Ranj pointed out, there was a guy, a member of the Real America News Now or whatever, a reporter who said, I have another question from President Zelensky. Why aren't you wearing a suit? Do you even own a suit? Do you even own a suit? And then, like, you're disrespecting. And then, what about... So sorry. Oh, what about Elon Musk in his T-shirt and ball cap in the Oval Office and his gold chain or whatever it else he's doing in the Oval Office? If you're talking to President Zelensky, who is fighting a war, who is trying to be one with his people, and you're asking him about his suit and asking if he even owns a suit, and you're a member of the so-called press, I mean, the whole... circus was embarrassing. And to, I guess, to Marco Rubio's credit, who sat on that couch,
he looks very uncomfortable,
faced and looking horrified.
Good discussion. Quick break. Right back. DGS. Welcome back. DGS and Camo X. Amy says, hello, DGS. Is Dave okay? He's sitting down.
Uh-oh.
I'm back up. Back up and twisting around.
Oh, you're allowed to take a break?
Yeah.
Sometimes your feet are tired.
They do get tired. Thank you.
We're sitting the whole time.
No one understands me but you, Ranj.
Yeah, I got you. Buddy, I got you. Well, the rest of us have been sitting the entire time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Heroes, the word I like to use, but...
I would have a little bit of swelling, leg swelling. At 4 hours of standing?
It's a lot.
You know?
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should wear compression socks or pants.
I do it for the kids, so... Compression pants.
Yeah, like should, that.
I'm just trying to set a good example.
Yes. So, what were you telling me in the Google Doc that interested me? Oh, the delivery guy.
Yeah, I've never had this happen before, but I had a delivery guy steal my food last night. Oh. I ordered from Panera. I used the Panera app, which I've done before. It works very well. Panera is a lovely place. They make great food. They put some razor blades in the bag, which I swallowed whole. That's why I sound like this. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my
gosh. No, I'm kidding.
He really shouldn't be here today.
Yeah, he is.
I'm doing fine. I'm fine.
Quit saying you're doing fine.
I'm fine.
You're not.
I'm fine. So we ordered, and we ordered, and I don't know, somebody just walked in the room. Michael Calhoun stuck his head in here.
Okay.
But Michael knows, Calhoun's but. Not here today.
we ordered and the food never showed up. It said it was delivered, but there were no pictures attached and there was just no food anywhere. So they gave us a refund and we had to, but I thought it was funny how I in the past, you guys know I did DoorDash, and I've always been very much like, you know, we need rights and protections for these workers. They don't have any. Because you really don't when you're a DoorDash driver. But after getting my food stolen once, I'm like, we need to crush these people beneath our boots. We need to show them what
you
they're
what?
Really worth.
That's never happened to me, but I have said this before, that watching the map, your progress map of where the driver is, mm-hmm. is the most stressful thing
yes.
that I do, because I'm like, okay, he's close. Where's he going? Why is he turning?
I can tell you this.
And I had one a couple of years ago where... he was in front of my building, and I was getting ready to go downstairs to get it, and then he just keeps driving down the highway. He drives down the street, gets on the highway, and he's driving toward Tower. I'm in the Central West End. He's driving toward Tower Grove, and so I call him, like, where are you going? And he said, I have another delivery to make. I'm like, you were right out front of my building. Why didn't you stop? What are you doing?
I had one just last night.
It's so stressful.
Where it took the guy forever. Circuitous route, same thing. Watching him drive over Hell's Creation. Then he parks in front of my house. I walk out there. He looks at me. And for 5 minutes, not an hour, but for 5 minutes, he just sat there and texted.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, this guy's getting a one rating or a two. But then I punked out and I ate my food. I let cooler head prevail and I didn't give him a bad rating. But now I'm kind of regretting it. Like, he earned a bad rating.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go back and change it, can you?
I don't know. I probably could, but I don't know how.
When you said that your food was stolen by the delivery guy, for some reason I pictured him delivering it, leaving it on the porch, getting back in his car, and then running back out and grabbing
yeah.
it.
The Hamburglar.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
.35 DG Asun KMOX. Happy Friday. Gorgeous day out there. Weekend's supposed to be very pretty, a little bit cooler. High of like 45, 46 tomorrow for Mardi Gras. Would you guys need to be paid a lot of money to go to Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
No.
I would pay money.
No.
Not to have to get into the heart of things. I'm not good with throw up.
You don't see that much throw up.
You do. I went to Mardi Gras because I hosted an event, and I left by 11 a.m., and people were throwing up.
Okay.
What if the people throwing up were like, look at that girl with chocolate on her butt, like when you walked by?
I don't think they would see it in the melee that throw up causes. At any rate, no, I'm sure you will have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
You going?
Yeah, I got a lot of friends who live in the neighborhood.
Nice.
And they do it right.
So you have a place to be.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool.
I like it. You don't have to be in the mess.
Yeah. Well, like we talked to Bess from Mardi Gras, from the Soulard Mardi Gras, 300
Bess
volunteers,
McCoy, yep.
Bess McCoy, they put it together. I would be the family-friendly section, which is near the front of the parade, near Busch Stadium. And that is like, you can bring strollers, you bring the kids, it's a lot of fun, you see the parade. I would be on that section. You don't have to go into the crazy part.
It's the boring
section. Let me be the first person to ever say this sentence. I think I might give my daughter's phone number to Ranji for safety purposes. Not a lot of people have said that.
Nice.
Mm-mm. Right?
You know what? Thank you, Dave.
I trust you.
I take care of her.
Oh, is she going?
She's going. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She and her girlies. So.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be on the ground.
Well.
Like, on the ground?
Right. Well, in the vicinity.
Yeah.
You better tell her to be careful not to partake. I think they have undercover police.
I know. Yes. Are MIPs like, I've never had one.
It's an MIP.
A minor in possession.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the big. That was the big thing in college. Like, they would get you on an MIP.
Oh, yeah. That's never happened to me. You will not believe this. I did not have my first full beer until my 21st birthday.
Wow, that's quaint.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a true story.
Good for you. On purpose or just the way it happened?
For whatever reason, I was really nervous about the idea of
going to jail.
No. Of drinking or eating something that altered your brain, mm-hmm. you know, that made you feel a certain way. I did
Interesting.
Not. Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
I mean, not weird. I don't like that feeling. What I'm saying is I'm surprised that that's what was kind of stopping you. Not like, you know, if you have like, I think I talked to Kevin about like athletic scholarships. Like, were you afraid that you would get caught and lose your scholarship? He's like, no, a lot of athletes drink.
Yeah.
That I would be terrified of losing a scholarship. Because I feel like that would happen to me. I'd be the only person that got
caught.
Amy,
I wasn't getting an athletic scholarship anywhere, so that wasn't a problem.
Didn't have a lot of writing.
No, that wasn't.
Well, anyway, good for you.
Yeah, no, I didn't. And then after I found out how fun it was.
Yeah, I was similar. I didn't drink until law school. So I was like 22, 23 years old. Yeah. Mm.
I thought I was the only one.
No, I was kind of the same. Like, I came from a real drinking neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like the summertime, it was just drunken parents, you know, falling over bushes and stuff. But my mom and dad didn't drink at all. Like, moral, religious stance. They just didn't do it.
Yep.
So.
And that's interesting because I did not grow up around it. Hardly anybody I knew drank much. My dad, sometimes at dinner, if we were out with other people, maybe he'd have a glass of wine. I've never seen my mom have any. Ever, so I just didn't. Mm. I didn't grow up around it.
My mom said one time, she said, I only drank once in my life, and I drank two iced tea glasses full of wine, and I danced and I danced.
Oh,
pretty
That's
cute.
Fun. That's cute.
That That's was her cute. Last week. That'd be pretty good. Dancing drunk through hospice. You know, hospice patients can have drugs and stuff. I mean, not like, hey, let's give them LSD, but, you know, if you can drink and smoke and...
Well, they figure, you know, why not?
Mm-hmm.
What does it matter? Let somebody enjoy it. Now what?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know.
Such a weird day.
It is. It's
the whole thing, you know, the whole thing in the Oval Office, that was just jarring.
Yeah.
Just not expecting that and sitting there kind of innocently eating lunch and like, hey, turn the sound up. Looks like they're kind of going at it here.
Well, how do you feel about it?
I agree with you guys. I think that at minimum, it was a huge mistake to set it up that way. I think that it is negligent to take that big of a chance that something's going to go that way in the Oval Office in front of the press. I'm quite sure that every president has had very difficult, probably yelling at each other, meetings with world leaders, but we just didn't know about it, which is the way I think it should be. So, I think it's just a terrible look. And this is what I was afraid of with Donald Trump. The first time around, I was very bothered by him and just his idiosyncrasies, just his weirdness and quirkiness. And he was so not presidential in my mind. And that really bothered me. This time around, I'm a little more calloused. That doesn't bother me as much. But this is what I feared, is that real consequential things happening on the global stage.
I just think about how easily I'll get irritated by someone who's maybe snaps back or does something irritating. And I'm like, you don't know what I've had to deal with today. You don't know what I'm going through and how irritated I get. Can you imagine being Zelensky, watching your country be invaded by Vladimir Putin, a murderous war criminal? Like I said, killing, murdering, torturing, raping your people, your cities are being blown up, you're fighting for your existence, and you have to go to all these world leaders and sell your case, and you have to thank them, and you have to, you know, oh, I'm so grateful I couldn't do this without you. Because, two, there's an enormous amount of national pride, and also you have pride as a leader, and yet you set that aside because you're like, I have to stand up for my country. And then you go in that office, and you have J.D. Vance.
You haven't thanked us enough.
Did you even say thank you? Yeah. Did you say thank you? And Donald Trump going, don't tell us what we're going to handle. And then you have some idiot Real America News Now who happens to be Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend.
That
saying,
reporter?
Why aren't you wearing a suit? Do you even own a suit? It's so petty to be in a room full of small little men with fragile little egos who have no idea what you've gone through, and to have them just mock you and bully you. I don't know. I am so impressed that Zelensky didn't lose it, because he's a better person than I am. I would have lost it. I would have absolutely lost it.
It's being reported now by all the outlets that Donald Trump formally ordered Zelensky to leave the White House.
And said this whole thing is going to be great television. Donald Trump said this is all going to be great television.
And I think the most disheartening thing is that there are going to be millions of people who think that's awesome. That whole thing is awesome. He kicked that guy out of the White House. That's good. Good for him. This guy's been taking advantage of us. Good for him.
We have Lisa saying, can you get Jim Talent on to talk about Putin? We can't today, but we have Colonel Jeff McCausland coming up at 3. And then we had booked our friend Mark Cox from 97.1 to be on it, too, because this is his 15th anniversary. And I wanted to have him on and say congratulations. You know he's going to have some opinions on this that are different from ours. So that's good. You can get your opinion on if you want to give us a call anytime, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120, or on the tech stream, which is Facebook and YouTube. Gonna take a quick break. Be right back. DGS. DGS. Who was that? Brian said, would love to know what Hancock and Kelly think about the latest episode at the White House. Calling them, trying to get them on to find out what their take is. Especially John. I kind of know where Michael would fall, but Hancock's really interesting on things like that. Once again, I realize that Sue Thomas is my superior. We're both doing lives for Financial Tax Architects, where you say bring 3 canned goods, and she calls them canned goods, and I call them can goods, because I'm from South Roxana.
Yeah.
And I just realized it.
Canned goods.
After 60 years.
Oh.
Canned goods.
Are you trying to say canned goods?
I don't know.
Do you think that you thought it was canned goods this whole time?
Had I written it out, I think I would have written canned.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I doubt I've said canned once in my life.
Do you say pumpkin?
Okay.
Only to be cute.
Okay.
Which is adorable when I do it.
Yeah.
Because I've heard you say pumpkin and I didn't know if you were joking or not.
She hates it.
Yeah, pumpkin is not my favorite thing.
Yeah.
It's not?
No. I hear too many people say, like, I'm going to make a pumpkin pie. I'm like, no, you're going to make a pumpkin pie. Just say it correctly.
What if somebody calls you pumpkin?
That's different.
It's cute,
that's
right?
That's pumpkin cuter.
Poo?
Punky
hey,
poo,
you
sure.
Pumpkin poo?
But referring to the pumpkin as pumpkin Yeah. It really grinds my gears. I don't know.
Do you need them to hit the P? Pumpkin?
Yeah, yeah. Pumpkin. Just say it correctly.
So
if
not even
if you're
even
saying
pumpkin.
It in a cutesy way, like a nickname, that's right. different.
But not even P-U-M-K-I-N. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
Yeah.
That's better than pumpkin.
Okay.
But it's still not preferred.
So we can land there. You ever have pumpkin in the can? Canned good pumpkin.
I got a good friend. I call her pumpkin, or not pumpkin, but muffin. She does not like that. And because she doesn't like it, it makes me like it even more.
Yeah.
So what if somebody called you muffin? Like, I'm not going to call you muffin.
Yeah, I mean, you already have a friend named Muffin.
Yeah.
That could not have sounded more like one of the HR movies we're forced to watch.
I told you, I'm going to be in that movie.
You are the movie.
No,
this
I'm
is one
no,
giant
I'm not,
HR
Amy,
test.
No, I'm method acting like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Can I just be the actor that portrays that scene?
Yeah.
So I have a girlfriend I call Muffin.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about it if I called you Muffin? I think we'd all be like, yeah, D all the above.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about it if, you know, maybe you were that girlfriend? I don't know.
I'm glad you're here.
I love that guy. The reporter from Indianapolis when Caitlin Clark. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Was it Greg Doyle?
I think so.
That's him. And he's like, I'm glad you're here. Wow, creepo.
You did just say, hey, Rachel, how'd you feel if someone called you a pumpkin?
I didn't say me.
And what if
if
that someone was me?
Wasn't talking about
someone
me.
Someone calling me muffin.
Like, I wouldn't do it.
I would feel uncomfortable with that because I think it's a little weird. And the only way it would be okay is if, like, my boyfriend called me Muffin. But if my boyfriend called me Muffin, I'd be like, he's obviously been body snatched. Like, this is not Kurt.
He wouldn't call you Muffin?
Called Wheeler.
Does
Scoots
he have a
McGee.
Nickname, pet name for you?
Not really. No. Not any that I'm willing to share on the air.
Oh,
not like that. It's just like.
Jeez. Woof.
I don't want to hear all
I'm
this.
I'm in a no-win situation here, people.
I think Wheeler just woke up at home.
I have a threshold of creep. I got to stop at a certain level.
Yeah. You do. Yeah. Wow, I've never didn't know you had a threshold.
She just put
of
you
creep.
Back on your heels.
Yeah, I'm just like, ooh, gross.
Not what I meant, but everyone wants to take it the way they want to take
sometimes
it.
Sometimes he calls me Rick.
Yeah, he calls me Steven.
Steven.
And you pretty sure you're still at home with a fever?
Yeah, I'm not. This is not happening.
Not real life.
None of this has been real today.
Well,
Brian wants to know, would that make Chris the Muffin Man?
Oh, the Muffin Man.
Oh, have you guys seen the Shrek controversy?
Yeah.
There's a controversy?
There's going to
be
a Shrek 5 and they changed the animation and people are like super upset that they've changed the animation for Shrek.
Well, that does seem like a big deal.
Yeah, I haven't like looked into it too much. I've just seen the chatter online, but people take Shrek very, very seriously these days. So I'm not surprised that there's a kerfuffle about it.
Well, is it just, like, how is the animation different?
It's a good question.
Oh. You know,
it's anime
all
now.
These Shrek purists out there.
He looks crazy. They did. They changed his face. Look at him.
I've never seen Shrek. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it.
Doesn't he look different, Chris?
Honestly, I can't tell.
I can't tell, Muffin.
I have also not seen Shrek all the way through.
Yeah.
Gail says Muffin is another slang term for, and then she says stuff that we can't say on the air.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's like not.
Muffin, although, is also, I guess, I'm sure it's bad in some circles, but it's also kind of a
in some circles, I love that.
Because, like, it's kind of a classic. It's not like, you know, like, the rich person in the movies when you were a kid, right? There'd be like the orphan and the rich couple, and the rich couple's like, Muffin, come over here. That's how I picture it.
A lot of pumpkin in my neighborhood.
I love pumpkin. I really should use that more.
No.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't?
No, you're fine.
Right. Did you have a pumpkin seat for like Phoebe when she was little?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The little bouncy.
Yeah. Is that amazing? Like, I'm not ancient. And when I would ride in the back seat, I would ride, like, there's a bench back seat, and then there's the back window, and there's a space, like a shelf up there. And that's where I would ride, just like
on the shelf next to the glass.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Just lay up there with my Hot Wheels.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I'd fall off all the time. Like, dad would just slam on the brakes for some reason. I just go tumbling.
That's where
I just get up and get back up.
That's where my toys were when I got hit in the head when we slid into the ditch, and the doctors were asking me if my dad was beating me, which he wasn't. He
just
was
to clarify.
Nicest guy ever. He was not beating me.
How old were you then?
Oh, I had to have been like 5, maybe.
Isn't it weird to picture him as a 5-year-old?
Yeah, picture him being exactly the same, just shorter.
Yeah.
Hey, dingus, can we go to McDonald's?
Yeah, that's the doctor's like, did dad hit you? Like, no, you dingus, I got hit by my toy truck.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
See
Get out of here.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.